The Guardian.
It appears to set out a set of regulations or sort of roadmap, if you like, of what is proper sexual behaviour which would avoid adultery and extramarital affairs. And it says primarily that women have to be much more responsible for these things than men. Quite explicitly, it says that women have to be more careful since they have stimulants, and that's a quotation directly from it. And it also says that women should behave very demurely and modestly when they're in contact with men whom they don't know to avoid arousing masculine sexual desires.
Is this further evidence, do you think, of a growing divide in Turkey between secularism and political Islam?
That, I think, is the importance of this article. I mean, it doesn't appear to have any sort of legal standing. It's simply an article that's appeared on the website of the Directorate of Religious Affairs, which is a state-funded body. But it does come at a time when there's a great deal of sensitivity between the secularists on the one hand, who want to retain a state where religion, of which is to say in this country, Islam, is very much kept apart from people's private lives, and a more conservative, traditionally orientated political culture which thinks that Islam should have a more visible role. So I think the importance really is that dichotomy.
The secular Turkish media has condemned the article as primitive, adding, is this mentality at all different with that of the Taliban that placed Afghan women behind their particular form of the veil?
Yes, that's a comment that was made by Yusuf Kanli, a columnist in the Turkish Daily News. I mean, I have to say, I think that's really a little bit hyperbolic, but it does, you know, display quite graphically the emotions and the sort of high level of feeling that these issues provoke in today's Turkey.
There are also still moves, aren't there, by secular prosecutors to ban the ruling party in Turkey. Can you bring us up to date on that?
Well, at the moment, the issue is very much hanging in the balance. What we've had over the past week or so is a renewed war of words between the ruling AKP, the Justice and Development Party, and the judiciary in the form of the Supreme Appeals Court. Last week, the appeals court accused the AKP of trying to politicise the judiciary, and the Prime Minister, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, hit back at this over the weekend, saying that the uncertainty created by this case, this legal attempt to shut the AKP down, was creating such a level of economic uncertainty that cost Turkey, he reckoned, around $25 billion of inward investment.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.